It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwin. October 1856 was a big month for botany. That's when flowers bloomed on the world's first hybrid orchid. Botanist John Dominy raised the plant at a nursery in Exeter, England. The name? Calanthe Domini, meaning Dominy's beautiful flower. It was a breakthrough for the plant world, but one horticulturalist warned, "You'll drive the botanist mad." And perhaps he did. Mr. Domini started a trend that has blossomed almost beyond belief. He had produced 25 hybrid orchids by the time he retired in 1880. At the turn of the century, there were more than 1,000. And today, the count is past 200,000 varieties and still climbing. Each year, some 2,000 new hybrid orchids of all shapes, sizes, and colors appear in greenhouses and at shows, and some are, well, downright bizarre. Consider the recent work of a genetic engineer in Singapore. Adding bioluminescent DNA from a firefly to an orchid produced a hybrid that actually glows in the dark. And that's this week's Living on Earth Almanac.